Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates over at Heaps Normal. You know them, you love them. Oh, there's a sound now, Heggy. Beautiful. Get to heapsnormal.com. It's world award-winning, independent, non-alcoholic beer. If you're looking for a bit of a break off the piss, say you went to have a few beers at your Christmas party and you're still fucking going at the start of Feb and you go, Jesus Christ, I've got to put the brakes on. What you need is to get yourself a Heaps Normal. Because soda water's for losers, and you still want to feel like a champ. Non-alcoholic beer is the answer. Heaps Normal. There's a whole range of different ones. We love them here at MFB HQ. And if you want to get some, heapsnormal.com, duty-free at checkout for free shipping around Australia.
Mate, I'll tell you how good it is. I was at a brewery, none other than the Thirsty Crow at Wagga Wagga. Good spot. Heaps Normal in the fridge.
Mate.
So, at a brewery.
Yeah. I know.
That's how you do it.
I know where it's at. Bloody Heaps Normal.
What's going on?
Basement Comedy Club, which we're going to be in the Melbourne Comedy Festival. Heaps Normal in the fridge. They got on board since they changed the name from European Beer Cafe. They can get rid of that shitty non-alcoholic beer, the one that shall not be named, and they've got the Heapses on board, and it's flying out the door.
Love it. Get around it.
Get it in ya.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracasses. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a scoot flight from the
Gold Coast. At LAX, thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
talking to me!
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heckey. How you going, mate?
Mate, pretty good.
Living the dream.
As of 8:50 this morning, one kid in primary school. Now we're fucking
nice.
Cooking. Now
very
we're
nice.
Fucking cooking.
Almost useless, seeing as you've still got one who's not, but not bad.
Not.
Got to start somewhere, don't
not
you?
Not bad. Man, I was prepped to judge a few parents, and because I judge everyone I meet. That's how you stay alive. And all seem pretty good so far.
Oh, yeah? Or did you speak to some? You go make friends and stuff?
No, that was my wife. My wife, she was all over that.
You go and hand out some 4x6s, sign.
I was
Hi, Nick Cody, thanks for listening.
I was in the Black Thunder, handing out a few
that'd be good.
Few up and goes to the kiddies as they went in. Get yourself a brekkie, kids. No, I pretty much have the fucking horse blinkers on. I want to see the teacher. I want to say hi to the teacher. I want to make sure my son's having fun in there. And then get out.
Yeah. Out of there. Good stuff. It's walkable, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Walk. It is, which is great.
Many roads to cross?
Yeah, one big one. But he'll be right.
He'll be fine.
He knows left,
people
right, left.
Now.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. I think he's ready for it. You see some kids that are like, I don't know if you can hold them back in kinder, but I reckon another year of finger painting wouldn't have gone astray. But he should be right.
Some teenagers are like that, mate. Yeah, good. Sound like we said something really dodgy.
Yeah.
For nobody's ears.
Yep. And instead it was just some shit internet.
Mate, just back from Wagga Wagga and Tamuut.
Tamuut.
What a trip. Great. Saw the regular brawlers there.
Yeah,
they all turned up to the gig. Two brewery gigs. That was fun.
Mate, that's it. That's it now. The home of the arts in Australia is breweries.
Pretty much.
Most chance to see live music gigs. Yeah.
Yeah. But it is, like, it's better for live music than comedy. Mm. The acoustics are not great. There's never air conditioning.
No.
It's not ideal. But these two were pretty good.
A whole lot of big
crowds.
Just huge fucking metal things.
Big vats behind
Big vats yeah. for the voice to bounce off.
Yeah. It looks good in a photo. Doesn't sound so good.
Yeah. Showbiz, baby.
Yeah. Well, if you're funny, you get around anything.
Mate, I was...
Not always.
No, absolutely not. As we know from my my gig at the North Melbourne Grand Final breakfast, I am not as good as 1,500 eggs Benny's being delivered to a table at the same time. But
speaking of which, I just walked past one of those footpath libraries yesterday.
Oh yeah,
got your book.
What is it? Sorry, move it across. I can't see on the camera. Sorry, hold that up again. I forgot. I am. One second. I'm taking a photo of this like a fucking boomer.
Yep. Go on.
Oh, mate. Very good. Signed? Is it signed in there?
I didn't open it, but no.
Yeah, that's a shame.
I mean, I could sign it just like I signed one of his footballs at that gig we did.
That was Wayne Carey, The Truth Hurts, the autobiography. Mm. Now, I said that was paperback. Generally, the paperback comes out after the hardback with added, so has this got an added chapter about Perth anti-inflammatories accidentally falling out on the table at Crown? Is that in there?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know, mate. I haven't read it. I'm saving it for you. It's not that well thumbed. Looks pretty new.
Great.
I thought, hey, this will be good.
Those, we've spoken about those before, those footpath, you know, footpath libraries. A lot of Dean Koons in there.
Yeah. Like Finney's. It's all Dan Brown, Dean Koons.
And then
it's like an airport from 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's so. Yeah, the next time I hop on a plane in a couple of weeks to come up to Sydney, if I take a photo of those books there, I can expect to see those.
Absolutely,
that's the life cycle. It goes from there into Christmas wrapping, into a footpath library,
onto a shelf, into a footpath library, and then into Nicholas Cody's garage bookshelf next to the motorbike. Where all the best books are.
Oh, man. I wish I had a fucking garage. I'm on street parking, baby. Just looking for spots. Living the dream.
What are you saying? My situation. Goodness.
Oh, yeah. That's a bit of fun.
I'll tell you what. Mine's not too bad, actually, as you know. But
And some people, you know, some people think you boys are getting close to 1,000 members on Patreon. You know, stand-up tours are going well. Shit's going well for you boys. Is it? Or are we doing laps of our blocks to get a park before we can fucking drop the shopping off?
Oh, yeah. I'm double parking for shopping. I don't see anything different ever happening.
Yeah. Who can afford a driveway?
Man. I got, hey, cop this. I'm paying a fair bit of rent now. Mm. And the landlord, I don't know if this is standard or if I've just been lucky throughout the course of my life, they want me to pay the water as well. Is that standard?
I don't think you pay water.
Well, I do.
I don't think you pay water. So, you don't pay. Oh, actually, maybe it might have been different your last joint because you're in an apartment, and
But they'd just split it up, make you pay something.
But maybe the body corporate in the old joint did that. I'm trying to think. I've never had to pay water bills or rates. Yeah, you don't pay rates. You don't pay their rates. But
right.
Yeah, water. Maybe in a.
Well, that's nice of them.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Like it's just an extra little kick in the head once a quarter.
I know what hasn't come through to your house yet because you're very kind to let my family and I stay there for a holiday while you guys were up on the Golden Coast for about 7 or 8 nights. And I'm yet to open Zoom or fly up to Sydney and see you at the studio and you're holding a knife going, look at this electricity bill, you fucking cunt. So I assume the electric hasn't rolled in because I'm a fan of aircon. Yeah.
Oh, not yet. No, we don't really use it. We've got a fan or just open the window like people used to do.
Yeah.
But it is. Having said that, it's fucking hot at the moment. I just turned it on before for, I think, the first time. And it's quite nice. Just pump the room for 10 minutes. Yeah. And I can sit here for an hour. It's fine.
So we've got the aircon in my house. There's only one. The living room, sort of living room, dining room area has aircon, but nowhere else does. So it's like the house is half POV, old school ceiling fan on a high roof. What a time.
Yeah, Your place like a fucking biodome, though. I've walked into hotel rooms you've been in before, and it is like its own climate. We've been out for 7 hours, and the thing is just, it's snowing in there.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Oh, mate. You- it was,
you'd appreciate well, this
I sent,
in Wagga.
I sent you a screenshot of your ABC sketch with you in the fucking ghillie suit sitting on the couch covered up in blankets. Yeah. And this is me in your house right now.
In Wagga Wagga, there was a cricket living in the television in the hotel room. So,
oh wow,
felt like I was camping.
Like the ring,
unbelievable.
Did it come out? Have you ever seen early 2000s horror movie, The Ring?
No.
Oh no, that's a shame. You're not a fan of the
cricket
classics.
In the television.
It's a fly that you see in the video, and then the fly comes out of the screen.
Oh no, you couldn't see it on the TV. It was in behind it.
Oh,
in the warm part.
Oh, but you could just hear it.
Oh, yeah. Could I ever? Yeah.
That is.
It's like being outside. Like being at a gig sometimes.
Man, I'm amazed it's still there in a hotel motel room that someone just hasn't had enough. Some of the, you know, people that just need silence, complete black and silence.
Oh, yeah.
And they just haven't taken their foot to the back of the old hotel for Falcon.
I mean, I don't particularly like noise while sleeping, but those people who need complete silence and stuff, I think there's bigger issues going on. Same sort of ones who take pills to go to bed because they haven't worked hard enough during the day.
Yeah, I've never done that. I prefer nature's sleeping tablet, 8 to 10 standard drinks.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of,
keep it organic.
A lot of red grapes. Before we get in, though, you saw before, Heggy, I held up, I've joined the cult. I'm getting blue bubble messages now.
Oh, yeah.
Got the...
what brought that on?
Got the iPhone. Well, I needed a new phone. My other one's 3 and a bit years old. The charging port's fucked. It's got to be the old Samsung held on a 45-degree angle. If anyone fucking looks at the charger, it stops charging.
Yeah.
You get home from radio at fucking 10:30. It's got 45% battery left. It's just a fucking disaster. And everyone at radio and the project is just giving me shit. I was the only Android holdout, fucking up group messages, whatever. So I thought I'd have a go and
good on you, mate.
Put a bit of acting on. I'll share the clip on the Midflow Brawl page. Tricked the whole team, said I had a big announcement to make, teared up, you know, just to show actors it's not that fucking hard. That's Everyone thought I had cancer, but no, just got an iPhone, sucked in.
Next best thing. My iPhone's still humming along that listener Pat sent a couple of years ago. It's great.
Flying.
I plan on getting this through my life, actually. It's going pretty well.
I'll tell you what it didn't do, though. It's transferring everything across. There are a couple of fuck-ups moving from a Samsung to iPhone. Some of the apps didn't make its way across. Some of the files didn't make their way across. And only one of the calendars did. So I've got like a mid-flight brawl calendar, a radio calendar, stand-up, our work, like our agent calendar. Got a family one for all the fucking kids' appointments and sport, blah, blah, blah. And then I've got a personal one. It's got holidays in there and fucking birthdays and anniversaries. And that one didn't transfer over. And on Sunday morning, I was reminded of my 7th wedding anniversary.
Oh, okay.
Big mistake, Apple. Fuck you, Steve Jobs.
Turn on the internet and it's there. The memories.
No, my wife said it to me. I was very quick on the feet. I didn't even know what day it was. I knew the day of my anniversary. I didn't know we're in Feb already. That's where I'm at.
That's why you get married on like September 11 or something. Like, do it like that. You'll be fine. Pick something that you won't forget.
Never forget. No, here's the thing. I always remember my wedding anniversary. I didn't know what day it was on Sunday. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you forgot your fucking out of it.
But if you'd asked me what day is
it? You want.
Feb 4th. I know what day it is. Yeah. Feb 4th.
Yeah, okay.
What's today? I don't know. It's Feb 4th. Fuck.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I'm in trouble.
I don't. You can paint that however you like. You still forgot.
I definitely did forget. Turns out, though, the 7th year, it's copper and wool. So, don't know if they're big ones. We just went out for cocktails on a movie. Good times.
Yeah. You get a stripper in a cop uniform wearing a jacket.
Enjoy, gorgeous. Happy 7 years. Before we get into the app, thanks to everyone that signed up to Patreon. The video episodes are up. Patreon.com/midflightbrawl. Two live shows have gone on sale. They went on sale there a week ago for Perth and for Melbourne, and tickets are flying out the door. Thanks to everyone on Patreon that bought those. They are up on sale now. For everybody else, get to midflybrawl.com. We're coming to Perth, Melbourne, and then the rest will be announced soon. Adelaide, Brisbane, Sydney, Canberra, Newcastle, and back down to Tassie. If I've forgotten any, yell at me in the comments or in a DM.
Sweet.
And Heggy, you've got your stand-up specials on YouTube and your tour Grogan kicking off very shortly.
That I do. And you've got Live at the Corner, Nick Cody, still humming away on YouTube there, attracting positive comments.
I hope so. I've not checked for a little bit. Should we get into the app?
Yeah, mate.
Let's do it. One.
Let's do it. Woo!
All right, mate. We've made it to episode 204. Not bad. Good not size. Bad at all. And today we've got two flights.
Ooh.
Two flights, two fights. Bit of a theme. Jane Doe's.
Oh.
Female deer. And as you keep saying,
generally,
yes, they can be troublesome.
Jane Doe usually, you know, it's a murder.
Yeah.
And they're the
not
victim.
Not a perp.
Yeah.
More of a perp than a Vic.
John
more
Doe's.
More of a Vic than a perp, sorry.
I think it says more about men than women.
Yeah. Oh, there'd be more victim John Doe's.
You think?
Yeah. Women don't cover their tracks as well when they're trying to become anonymous, perhaps. Mm. I don't know. A lot of John Doe's turn up. I reckon John Doe's way more toe tags with
washing
John
up.
Doe on them.
Yeah. Stats are in. I'd love to
they're
ask someone. I told you years ago when I was on Triple M Brisbane, I had the head of homicide or whatever.
Oh, yeah?
In on the show, and I said.
On air?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, who commits more crimes, Holden or Ford? And he said, Holden, straight away, Holden. Holden, mate.
Well, not for long. I reckon they'd be nearly equal now because they're still making Fords.
Mm.
Like Commodores, most of them have been used in a crime. That's the only fucking model of Commodore I know. It was stolen. They've all been crashed and fallen asleep at the wheel between states after a crime and bashed into trees and shit. They're a diminishing thing, are the Holden.
Yeah. Or the large lawn ornament. You know?
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah. The Bogan gnome.
Not many Holdens on bricks are committing crimes.
Mm.
So, yeah, they're endangered. first one today, Delta Airlines, 13 October 2022.
Just.
Atlanta to New York.
We're back. Hotlanta.
Yeah.
Well, it is busy, you know.
Hotlanta. Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. Where you can shop, dine, explore. I'd say more of the first two.
Mm.
More Paris Hilton and Joey Chestnut, less Ernest Shackleton. A lot of Joey Chestnut. We're going to get into Joey Chestnut. It's got to be a legend of the eating, competitive eating. IFOCE.
Him and Kobayashi. And I spoke to the Aussie bloke that came third.
Yeah.
Bloke from Canberra, I reckon. Came third. Third or fourth this year in the fucking hot dog eating championship, or last year's one.
Jesus Christ. Really fucking thumbing their nose, aren't they, at Africans? A lot of chop house, Boar's Head kiosk, not that many veggie options. A lot of meat at Atlanta, Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. Atlanta doesn't feature in the top states for veggies. I would think not far off the bottom, in fact.
Mm.
You know, the most vegetarian state in the USA.
If I had to guess,
I'll give you a crisp fiver if you do.
Oh, and I've got to guess at first go.
Top veggie state.
Oh, California.
Nope.
Oh, is it on that coast? Washington or Oregon?
Nope.
New York.
Technically, it's off that coast.
Oh, Hawaii.
Yeah. Aloha. Veggies. A lot of veggies. Pineapples and fucking weird coconuts and stuff. Second, Oregon. Third, New York. In the world, Australia is about the 12% mark, placing us in the top five or so vegetarian nations.
It's not, we got the, you know, top five vegos, top two fats, top one gamblers, top one drinkers.
Really,
we're doing it all.
A nation of extremes. I think there are some meat eaters here among us who would actively try to make up for the 12% they regard as weak. USA, 4%.
vegetarian. India on top with 20 to 39%.
Wow.
It's a big differential there.
Mm.
I'm sus on that.
Yeah.
Pick something in the middle and tell me that.
Either a fifth or two-fifths. Yeah. We're not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
And that's hundreds of millions of people.
Yeah.
In that, you know.
Well, you can't eat that many. They can't fit that many cows there. They don't love them anyway. Well, they do love them. You know what else you can do at Hartsfield, Jackson Airport? Well, in October 2023, 71-year-old Andrew Stankovitz got off a plane, got picked up by his wife and a 29-year-old man sitting in the back seat, already sus of this, John Thomas Cloud. They were driving home, probably chatting about where Andrew had just been.
Who knows? Not the son.
Who knows? No info. No. All of a sudden, kablam. Andrew's been shot in the back of the head. His missus drove straight to emergency where he couldn't be saved.
Obviously.
Most shootings at the back of the head at close range do turn out to do some irreversible damage.
Yeah. Did you say damage?
Damage, yeah. Lots of questions, no answers so far on this. Strange dynamic. 29-year-old on a ride along with an old couple. They've probably took a young bloke in down on his luck or something.
Never I don't know. Do
or maybe that. Maybe Andrew's wife was sick of him. You know, surprise more old men don't get murdered by their wives, really, or arranged to be murdered. Lucky for us, violence isn't really their thing. Even though their hearts grow cold, they can't go through with it. They get caught doing your more gentle murders like poisonings and shit.
Yeah, Beef Wellington.
Anyway, yes. Beef Wellington is mightier than the pistol in some countries. Anyway, we digress.
I'd be sus as soon as my wife just cooks me a meal.
Yeah. So what's this?
Yeah.
Beef what? No. Beef Wellington, I reckon once per lifetime you're eating that. If you've had two within a few months, don't fucking eat the second one. Not a big dish these days. Anyway, background on this. And this is a section I got from Gary, our researcher, who sends me a page or so each week, and it's very helpful that he finds this stuff.
And thank you for everyone on our Patreon, patreon.com/midflightbrawl.
Get around it. Support us. Support Gary.
Supporting the team here. It pays for Conrad, our audio man, pays for Gary, our researcher.
Yeah.
Pays for us to come here to beautiful Acast.
Gary and Conrad would be homeless without the patrons, so get around them. I'll read out the entire extent of the background section of the research received this week from Gary. Bear with me. It's research that got conducted on our protagonist for the first incident this week. It reads, background, unnamed woman.
Okay.
That's it.
Jane Doe. Oh, is that the whole?
That's the background section. Well done. Thank you, Gary. I'll take it from here. The woman.
Gary.
The woman boarded.
Had a few too many beers at mine at Christmas, I reckon.
Yeah. The woman boarded the plane with her dog. No info on the brand of dog. Much less the demeanour. Let's say Staffy. People just like to use that word. In fact, I'll get asked a lot what breed of my dog is. I'll just say Staffy all the time. People, I just walk off. It's a Staffy. Everything's a Staffy. It's fucking. Yeah. It's been raining cats and Staffies outside. Yeah. Like every Staffy is Staffy. I told you about the Staffordshire comment from a. Mm. I was driving models around for the TV show.
Yeah, it's a real old bit of yours.
Yeah. Yeah, two of them were having a conversation.
You were a runner?
Yes, I was driving these fucking idiots around some reality modelling show, and the girl said to a bloke, what sort of dog you got? And he said, maybe it's the other way around. She said Staffordshire when he said, what sort of dog's that? And he goes, what the fuck is a Staffordshire? She said, it's like a Staffy, but it's sheared. So that's what we're looking at, leaders of tomorrow. Anyway, instead of putting the dog on the ground, this Jane Doe put the dog on her lap. We had a bit of this sort of chat in the animal special.
Well, we already know it's not a Staffy then.
Yeah.
It's closer to your dog.
No, yeah,
you can
pretty
sit
much.
On a lap.
Closer to
my,
a little Staffy, a mini Staffy. Mini skinny Staffy with large pointy ears, but stand up. Still a Staffy. Yeah, it is a little Staffy. Flight attendants asked her to move the dog. She refused. All right. Once I've asked a question, same as cops, they're not going back on it. They're not. You can't take a backward step, even if you're wrong, which they weren't in this instance. Diminishes authority. Same as life now. Never admit you're wrong. Otherwise, they've got you. It's like that, you're wrong about telling me I couldn't eat a hamburger before going in the pool. Therefore, you're wrong about me using my mobile phone at the Bowser and on the fucking tarmac for that matter and the shape of the earth in 9/11.
the moon, vaccines, got ya.
Trickle down. Yeah.
They told Jane Doe she would then have to get off the flight. She became quite angry and started yelling at the crew.
And you guys still drove up.
Nobody acting this way flies on a flight with us.
Okay, fuck you.
Okay.
Eat shit, bitch. Get out of my way.
Wow. Well, I want to find out. Ma'am, hold on.
You told me to get off your plane, then get the fuck out of my way.
Got a point.
Yeah. Is this your bag, man? Is this your bag?
Was anybody hit back there with
that
bomb?
Yes, that's why I gotta go find out.
All right. Why are they recording me?
That's their right.
That's their right. And it's my right to tell them to stop.
Yeah. Not throw anything at anybody.
So why are they recording me? Because you said eat shit, bitch, to a flight attendant?
Yeah.
Phone's out. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're
she
you
had
know,
a point
I'm my own business.
With the you told me to get off, fuck get out of the way.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
What do you want? Yeah.
Yeah. She slapped
I
the
love
hand.
Tango 2.
Yeah.
Which is how I'm now going to refer to the brand T2.
Oh yeah.
Hey Luch, if you're down the shops, you see some peppermint Tango 2.
Tango 2. What? Get us I say to Uber drivers and cabs now. What terminal are you going to? Tango 2. on her way off, she slapped a phone out of someone's hand. Always got quite like, or perhaps it was very assertive high five.
Yeah.
But I think it was the former. Still can't
see. Yeah,
she's
trying to do one of those transitions for a TikTok video.
Yeah. I still can't see what sort of staffy she had in the – she had a box, put it in the box by the time we saw the video and it was heading off. I know we've been here before. She has pigtails. We've definitely been here before. We've dealt with a pigtailer in the past. Grown woman.
Mm.
Not trying to dress up like a schoolgirl or anything. Just maybe snag a date with a famous comedian who works clean. She also threw a bottle at someone off camera there in who was giving her shit. You got a full bottle of water. It's getting hurled at someone.
She's attacking multiple rows.
Yeah. Didn't see the perspective of the bottle being thrown. That would have been good to cut it together as a three-camera, five-camera shoot.
Oh,
that'd be. If they all coordinated after a fight, here's a tip. If you're on a plane doing some filming of a bashing,
get
in touch with everyone who took footage. Go, send it to me, please. I'll get it cut up.
Yeah. And someone just do it if your phone can do like 60 frames per second or 120 so you can do slow-mo. You know?
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
If someone wants to do a slow-mo, we can do all sorts.
Act quickly. Go, you. Landscape, you up high. You, fucking wide shot. Two shot. Get me in it. I'll commentate.
I love it.
You've
got
to be on the hunt.
The plane punch on DOP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
sort of bring it around, you know, like a swooping.
Oh, yeah. Like a steady cam.
Far back and bring it in. Opening of a stand-up special.
Well, really, they've got those rails already. You could nearly
get on
with some shoes with little dolly wheels on them and just slide down there. Get on a skateboard or something. Some kid will have a skateboard. Go, give me a fucking skateboard. I'm doing the dolly shot.
Yeah. Someone GoPro fishbowl lens. Stick it to the roof.
Didn't see what the bottle hit, but by the throw, definitely not the intended target. Not saying girls can't throw, but if this is the only girl you've ever seen throw something, you may say such a thing if you had a small mind.
Ever seen an adult go to throw something and they point with their other arm like they're in fucking primary school PE?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, slow
down and point and try to bowl.
Yeah, no. Just point, like they're going to throw something to someone and they put the other arm out. Like to direct, you know how when you're taught to throw in primary school, it just makes me laugh.
Do you think like, they're doing it as a I'm about to hit that or as an unco thing?
Unco.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd do it with the same arm about to throw with that between the eyes, then pick it up, then do it.
and
turn around, walk
Babe
off.
Ruth.
Yeah. Uh, 6,000 comments under the video. That was shit. Really, I didn't get more than about 1,000 in.
Oh.
Fucking nut. Not one of these is worth it. If I haven't seen a good one in the first 1,000 fucking flick-throughs,
Well, normally most relevant pushes the most liked one up.
No. Yeah. Most liked were just bullshit. Overwhelmingly, they loved the flight attendant. He was a bald fat man, like one of those been on the job a long time types, seen it all, looked like a fucking pit boss. Blokes like him with a stupid vest on.
Yeah.
Like if you're fat and 50s, maybe 60s, bald, you know, that most of us find demeaning. Like I've had to wear a vest before as a waiter where you need it. It sucks. Immediately puts you beneath someone in that customer's always right realm. Takes pride in his job, like one of those fucking Nevada old, you know, fucking casino. Everyone listens to him. Like one of those ex-services fat blokes you'd rather have on your side to deal with problems
of course.
Than against. Any day, I'd take one of them instead of a muscled up young fella, young buck with a hot
or
head.
A young, you know, like a young Jetstar.
Yeah.
No idea.
Fucking.
Too young.
G.I. Joe, my
voice is breaking during infant. Safety demonstration.
There used to be a dude at the bottle shop I worked at, and it was a, like a suburban strip shop, deserted at night. Right.
Strip mall?
Right. Can for I, a fucking
How many
robbing.
Shops in there?
7 or 8.
Yeah. Can I have a guess?
Yeah,
so you got Bottle O.
Mm.
All right. Hold on. Let's see how we go here, actually. So we got Bottle O.
Yeah.
Chicken shop?
Yeah, near enough, I reckon. Yep.
Video store?
Video right next door.
You're the Bottle O. What else would be in there? Oh, hairdresser?
Yes.
Little, like a buy, like not a big chain supermarket, but a little like an IGA or a.
Was an IGA, but it's along bag. Those lines. Yeah.
What are we out of here? Fuck, I'm on a roll.
Don't. You're about 5. You need 3 more. You'd be about 3 more. The chicken shop I'm giving you because it's a cafe that did deep fried shit. So you got that.
Yeah.
But there's another where you can get food.
Another job? A kebab?
No.
Nah.
It's not that. It's not fucking late night.
Of course.
All daytime stuff.
Fish and chips?
No.
Pizza?
No. Early on in Larrikins, there was a lot of fights in this sort of establishment. Early on in our land Larrikins days. No.
Bakery?
Yes.
Yeah. Of course. So that's 6.
I reckon you'll not get one of these. There was...
Pharmacy?
Fuck, what are we after? No. Yeah, 2 more things.
They're going to be weird.
No, not really. No.
Like an accountant?
No. Although there could have been. I only really remember one more.
Okay.
I'm sure my mate Xavier will be able to tell me. Hardware.
Oh. Not a big, like a home hardware or something.
Yeah, small.
Even smaller.
Smaller. Yeah. Maybe you might have 10 at that stage, but small. Xavier, if you're listening, hit me up at the last shop. I'm sure there was one more.
Well, someone else, what was the strip? Other listeners will know.
Oh, Bill Bowery. But it's bigger now. Like it's a big shopping centre now. Then it was very small.
Okay.
And the thing that saved me from getting robbed, Moggle Ferry was the only way out, or a 20K road back to Kenmore, one phone call, get the cops out, and they'd cut them off at the pass.
Yeah.
Got them. So never got robbed, but was sitting there many nights going, I'm going to get robbed. No question. Some local come in balaclava.
Yeah.
I'm done. No cameras. Fucked.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is a security guy.
I reckon, though, it'd be if you're getting robbed there, you can figure it out pretty quick.
Yeah.
I reckon that's fucking Bill who didn't have the cash earlier today.
Yeah.
told me to fuck off.
There was a security guy used to come down, had a limp, solid, late 60s, 70, max, hard bastard, had some good stories. He used to come in half hour early and watch me close up and, you know, I'd drive off. With the cash. And he had some great stories. One night there was some trouble down there. I wasn't there, not in the shop, but in another shop. There's kids on the roof and shit, whatever. He's chased them. He was ex forces.
Yeah.
And I don't know how he chased them. He chased them down. They're up a ladder. He's run up a ladder and he's ended up with a handful of a kid's hair who's jumped over a fence. He got a bit of him. So that's who you want on your side. And that's what this guy on the plane.
Maybe True like. Bevan's like a skink's tail. It just fucking drops off.
He'd come back.
You get a fucking bogan.
By the time he's home, he's got a little stump of fucking rat's tail hair.
Little mud flap by the time he walks in. What happened?
Hard to say to your mum what happened to a clump of your hair as a kid.
Yeah.
We're mucking around. Horseplay.
Yeah.
Anyway, police were called to Atlanta Airport. No arrest made. Surprising for me. No harm, no foul. Nothing doing. I reckon if I threw a bottle at someone,
And told someone and then to told everyone shit. To
go fuck themselves. You fuck yourself. You get fucked. Fuck
eat,
you.
Eat shit is a fucking great one. Eat and, shit.
And then smash the phone out of someone's hand. I'd be looking at the inside of a cell at the moment.
Oh, especially in Australia. I think America might have bigger shit going on, you know.
I mean, it's almost
10 cities and fentanyl and fucking.
Ones. Well, but they still concentrate a lot of resources on this sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's almost as if there's one set of rules for young women with pigtails and staffies, and one set of rules for the rest of us. Anyway, the main event, the main fight here today is JetBlue flight 3rd of May 2022.
Good airline, JetBlue.
Is it?
Mind it. Yeah.
Mm. Well, it features on here a little bit.
Yeah.
Was JetBlue, Jet 2? Is there a 2?
No. The Jet 2 is a UK low-cost carrier.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
JetBlue's JetBlue. American.
Florida airport. So we don't even know where it's going.
Wow.
So you know the ending. Unnamed woman and her husband, John Doe. Again, background over. That's it.
Yeah.
It's Jane Doe and John Doe. Is it Gary? Thanks, mate.
If I had to guess his name, could I have a guess?
Yeah.
Stefan.
And his wife.
Stefan.
E.
Well, it's Jane Doe and John Doe, so you don't know. It's unclear what started the altercation, but the video starts with the lady already ranting to the airline crew. It's 3 minutes of her just talking absolute shit. We'll get to that a bit later. Husband doesn't speak much, but at one point he does say he's a retired FBI agent. I thought that's a case of, you know, even ex-forces types have to defer to the wife in matters of abusing other people in public. Look, I can't stop her. And I'm a female body inspector, so if she's your problem now. That sort of chat. It's going to old couples is a bit of that. You go, well, I've been trying to tell her for 60 years. You deal
your
with
trouble
it.
Now, mate.
You deal with it. Not so. They were a team.
The Dragons
too. They were being ejected for being Trump supporters.
Yeah, which is what she says.
That mob need to catch a break. Got to stop picking on them. See what happens. There's a fair bit in here. We got on the audio. There's quite a lot going on.
Here's the first little bit.
You guys see what's happening in America? You didn't like what he said, and now we're getting kicked off a plane. And all of you all are going to have to wait. This is fucking outrageous. You guys, we're going to turn into China. It's coming.
Gonna turn into China.
Did we get the sheep? She went after that as well. I don't know if that's on the next part, but pretty good.
Well, why she's upset with the people in the other row?
Oh,
because of what they're wearing?
Yeah, there's that.
Because the mask people in our row are kicking us off the plane. We're off the plane because the mask. Kicking us off. You know what? It's a beautiful day. I'm happy to stay one more night.
So the husband, John Doe's kicked in there.
Yeah. She was doing a pretty good job. She hasn't said anything yet that's.
Yeah.
She said the people wearing masks in our row.
Yep.
And he said, the mask fans. You go, John Doe, keep it down. Yeah. Should know better.
John Doe gets in on the action too. Starts throwing his heft around money-wise. Mm. And they do like a bit of this.
I am suing you. What is your name, sir? I'm suing you. And I'm suing
buddy, I guarantee you have no money.
And I'm suing the airline. Oh, my
You're
God.
A fucking joke.
I have nothing to do.
Oh, I'm offended.
I used to dance on Broadway, and I'm not getting that fucking vaccine.
John keeps dropping
like
the wrong F word.
Yeah.
He's making it worse and worse. Except he's also said, I guarantee I've got more money than you, and then said, you're a fucking jerk off.
Yeah.
Which is.
That's great. I love it.
It's like he's arguing with himself.
Yeah. He's getting in on the action, but then we find out something. We find out his name. How's that work?
We're not getting off. That's a bunch, my Excuse friend. Me. It's our anniversary.
Okay.
No.
Man, I'm fine.
Do not get off.
You fucking tell me why now. I'm a retired FBI.
The person was on the aircraft was not cooperating. We're going to have to get everyone off the aircraft.
Fair bit going on there. Had to break down the audio into two things, listening through left ear, right ear there, because you've got Gene on one side and Jane Doe on the other side. Gene Doe, he's slurring stuff, literally and figuratively, and she's got other shit going on. Mm. You're not getting off, Jane. There's a lot in there. You're not getting off, Jane.
The video, which you can watch on the YouTube channel on our and Patreon, the video of her putting her arm around him, but his fucking big fat guts just hanging out his shirt.
Yeah.
He's embarrassing himself.
Oh. He's, you know? Yeah.
He's a fucking mess.
Then they get.
But it's funny you said, Jane, I thought they had no name.
Yeah, they didn't, according to the background research.
Oh,
but,
Gary.
Turns out they do.
I'll be suing you, Gary.
Yeah. Can't guarantee I got more money than Gary, but I will sue him. It's their anniversary too, so spare a thought for that. Gene and Jane Doe's anniversary.
What a time.
And he knows his rights and he's FBI and everyone's gay. And we're getting off and read. There's a fair bit in that. Yeah. And there's even more to fucking come.
What did we do? Can you tell me what we did? Listen, you gotta get off the plane because we're Trump supporters. Seriously. I really think that's what it is.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Because...
So someone doing it, don't do that. Fellow Trump supporter going, don't tar me with the brush of that. Don't do that. Don't bring politics into this just because you're supporters. And Gene's still going on the faggot stuff. It's pretty good.
James.
It's heaps. Heaps in there.
To do and, all that and then say it's because I voted that way is pretty funny.
And there's also a bit of a domestic in there with Jane saying, you're not getting off, Gene. And Gene's starting to get off. It's like it could turn into just that. She sets her sights on just Gene. It's a different story. She could have kept it as just Gene.
Yeah. Also, I reckon Gene's realised that, you know, what he's adding to the situation verbally.
Yeah.
He's like, I might just get off.
Yeah.
Before.
Well, he's ex-FBI. He knows the rules.
Yeah.
He's been on the other side of this, obviously, multiple times. And he's looked down ex-FBI.
And seen that his shirt, very similar to mine. That's why I knew we were talking Florida today, so I thought I'd dress up a little bit of that Florida flair.
Same size as yours too, but a different size bloke in it.
Yeah, I reckon he's looked down at his guts hanging out and thought, I can't cop a taser.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Won't feel it.
No, I just think it might set everything off.
Oh, do you reckon?
It's not I.
Like big men are more susceptible to taser injuries.
Yeah.
Dodgy ticker. It's all to do with the ticker.
It's not a dodgy ticker. It's just a fucking Great Dane.
But if you taser someone in the bottom or something, is it any less effective on the heart? It's still going to give you a jolt.
Surely.
But surely a taser in the chest is more likely to kill someone than a taser in the back of the leg or something. I don't know. We should get a taser.
His wife would still blame the vaccine, I reckon. If he got tasered and his heart exploded, she'd, you know.
Yeah, oh yeah.
She'd say the vaccine, even though vaccine he didn't get it.
I saw what got did it. It was a little arrow on a string with some magnets and she did it. We should get a taser and do some jackass episodes of that. Anyway, there's one more little bit.
I love you saying we should get a taser. I assume, I didn't look through your house when we stayed there, but.
There could be one.
Yeah, guaranteed.
You can't own a taser, can you?
Surely.
What, you reckon you can own a taser as a citizen? Not in Australia. I mean,
You'd have to bring it in a few different parts, maybe.
Yeah. A friend of mine did that with a BB gun.
Mm.
It was like the Jackal.
That's right.
Fucking dismantled the whole thing, different bags, got it in.
Yeah.
I imagine in Bali, he's buying BB guns and shit.
Yeah. Well, it was one of the, at a place where we've done gigs for some...
Oh, some, brass knuckles and shit.
Parts of the military that are in a bit of strife at the minute.
Yeah.
And a golden machine gun from Saddam Hussein's palace.
Mm.
I think.
How do you get that back?
I think like the Jackal.
Or either that or get a chopper and a lot of jerry cans. Get it back to Australia that way. Then go back.
Filling up a chopper on the.
With jerry cans.
We're almost
while
at
it's
empty.
Going.
Yeah. Hanging out the door. Refueling a fucking space shuttle or whatever.
Across the ocean.
There are planes that
Oh, fueling planes.
Yeah. That's fucking wild.
But you'd find it hard to get some of them, I reckon.
Yeah.
On the sly.
Mm.
The fly boys aren't going to lend you a couple of them to get back to Australia with a golden machine gun. Although, I don't know, there's a false leg somewhere doing the rounds. One more bit of audio and then we're on to...
No.
Oh, no, oh, that's it. Oh, no, there was Gene, we're not getting off. That's it. That was it. Get the.
Yeah.
They're going to have to get off the airboard and reboard. She ended up saying, no words, free speech is dead. So Looks like it's not, though.
Hmm.
We're still talking. They were escorted off the plane, but not arrested. Led out of the airport and see you later.
Oh, I like that. I like that some airports in America just have the same rules as a bar.
Yeah.
You know?
Get out of here. Don't come back.
Stay out.
There might be a photo of them, like a shoplifter or something on the door.
Yeah, back of the shirt collar. Fucking. Yeah.
Well, they wouldn't pick up Gene.
Oh.
You can hear all the other passengers booing them and laughing as they're escorted away in the airport because all of them had to get off, the whole plane.
And I will say, you know, awful the behaviour of Jane Doe and Gene Doe here, but it does – all of these things do bring strangers together.
Yeah, momentarily. Then they just go back to put their headphones on, shut the fuck up, get out of my life. I'd chat for an hour after that with a stranger next to me, though. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Well, I think Americans would be well up for a chat.
Yeah, pretty. They're good like that.
Yeah.
I will give them that.
Yeah.
That and exploding stuff. the comments, no two, N-O, and then the digit two, no two woke, says, these two clowns and the alike give Republicans a bad name. I'm ashamed. And this is why we lost the election to an old man with dementia. Keep it classy or we'll keep on suffering and worse under far left lib policies. Please watch your mouth and your manners. Big on manners.
Yeah.
To a point, that mob. G. Gary C.
Yeah, he sounds like a Republican that, you know, not a fan of cussing.
No, they don't like cussing.
Hasn't brought up the...
Depends on the God one.
The homophobic stuff.
Well, it's fine. Yeah. Free range.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's not cussing, though.
Yeah. That F word's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. You keep it classy. G. Gary C. says, no destination's too far, no price for fuel too high to make me get on a commercial airliner. Remember Greyhound buses? The airlines are new taking the dog. Filthy people, crazed attendants, dirty, crowded airports, TSA feel-ups. Somewhere there is a warm, cheery motel keeping a light on for me, motor on. Beautiful. G. Gary C.
I'll tell you what, people, I always thought I wanted at some point to do like the big caravan trip around Australia with the wife and kids.
And
then the drive from Melbourne to Sydney, once you're 45 minutes north of Melbourne till 45 minutes south of Sydney, it's the same.
Oh, it's rubbish.
It's fucking copy-paste.
There's
and then there's the joint with the fucking submarine.
Oh, yeah.
There's a town in country New South Wales or is it country Victoria?
Where'd you come through?
We just went on the Hume.
Okay.
But there's a town, I forget what it is.
I can do it.
Sure, I should know. But it's got a fucking submarine.
Yeah, right.
In the middle of the town.
Yeah.
Next to a bakery. You know.
That's their joke.
But it is fucking copy paste the entire way.
Yeah. But then there are a lot of roads you can go on that aren't highways.
Yeah. They're
brilliant, but not with kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, not now, mate.
Yeah.
Wait 30 years, then do it. One last comment. Guest. 0000001 says.
Still, I love that it still wants the one, not budging on the one. No. So I'll fucking add zeros.
Yeah. Says, airline staff, in quotation marks, today are fat and stupid. We need to return to the airline standards of the 1960s. Take that what you will.
I love out of all of that going the staff.
Yeah. The staff.
Absolutely missing the point. Yeah.
Well, the fat, stupid staff probably made them into what they are. Gene went on to say that one particular faggot made him feel sick. FBI agent. It's alarming, isn't it? He's consumed a lot of food and beer since his last physical, as we've... Gene said after his wife said she's going to sue some bloke, guarantee more money. So that was there. You fucking jerk off again. Found Gene. His name is Gene Kelly. Not to be confused with energetic 50 singing in the rain, Gene Kelly. Our Gene.
What do you mean he's got a surname?
Yeah, well, turns out he does. Found John Doe.
Gary. Gonna sue you, Gary.
our Gene also said he is a white supremacist, so it's taken more
said
of a
that.
Turn here. Said it. In the lead-up, he called someone a what?
Well, I don't want to say it.
You don't have to, but it's still pretty bad.
Well, if it said
we're gonna
white
have to beep
supremacist.
It out. I'll say it for you, Conrad. I won't because it's not good.
And then we got video, yeah.
Oh, okay. Something, fuck. He said, we're getting kicked off because of the mask fags. He'll get around to everyone, I reckon, Gene. Make it fine. If you spread it around. Found the woman, funnily enough, Broadway dancer and choreographer Maddie Kelly. Wouldn't mind betting she made her husband Eugene call himself Gene after the famous one. At another point in the video posted online, the woman says she loves Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Saying he's the best before screaming the billionaire's name. He's the fucking king because the
that
mask.
That bit of the video is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Hands up in the air, and that even the other passengers who they're abusing do laugh a bit.
Yeah, they laugh. They
go, this woman's lost the fucking plot.
Oh, yeah. He's the fucking king because the masked people in our row are kicking us off the plane. Then she continued to say she planned to sue the airline and fellow passengers, asking another man what his name is. The man replies, oh, no, hang on. He doesn't reply his name at all. She gets offended, claiming she used to dance on Broadway. And what? To top it off, to fucking just chuck another thing in the mix. Well, she said, I dance on Broadway and I'm not getting.
Oh. The vaccine.
Yeah, the fucking vaccine.
The fucking vaccine.
Yeah.
Of course.
We did nothing. United
I can
States.
See why she stopped dancing on Broadway, I reckon.
Mm.
I reckon she's invited the husband to one of the parties. It's upset every one of the co-workers. Yeah.
You're just straight through everyone. You're one. United States turning to Shanghai. When she's yelling, Gene, we're not getting off, while she's being marched off. That was a particular highlight. Excuse me, it's our anniversary. Another good one.
Again, excuse me. There's this weird swing of manners and then horrendous behaviour.
Yeah. It's unclear what started it, which is a frustrating part. I read through heaps of shit, which it just said, oh, the man said some homophobic stuff. He didn't start doing that. Like something happened.
I
don't know. We're left to speculate, and that's where we are.
If I had to speculate, it would be he has seen someone wearing a mask.
Ah, yeah, probably. But then someone's probably had a go at them for not wearing masks. Everyone else,
2021?
They all had to, didn't they? Yeah, or not. I don't know. It's freedom of choice by that stage, wasn't it? Because remember kickassery, badassery.com. That was in the height of it when that man and woman who had badassery.com website. They were getting kicked off for masks. They did a similar sort of thing without the homophobia.
I used to remember flying at that time just going to sit in the shitter for some fresh air.
Whoa, that's grim as a life, isn't it? I'm going to a public toilet.
To a public plane toilet just so I can take my mask off.
Take a big breath of that. Put your head down the toilet maybe. Oh, my God. That is
do a
grim.
Reverse sneaky dart, like open the door a little bit and go.
People did that. I know someone who's got a theory about that, about flushing the toilet while you're blowing out the smoke does the job. Do you reckon?
Mate, Dave.
Don't know.
No, Dave also got caught smoking an apple bomb.
Doing that exact thing. Mm. Yeah. So 6-1, isn't it?
Well, maybe he's tested the theory. That's why he knows what works. He knows what doesn't
gonna,
work.
You're not going to you're not going to succeed with your first murder. You've got to kill a couple of cats.
Oh, Jesus. Well, you thought the last episode ended in a grim way. Fuck me. That's the end of another episode of Midflight Brawl. Thanks so much for listening. Hop on our Patreon, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. I know we've said it for ages. We're almost at 1,000. It's got to be 1,000 paying members of Patreon. Get this man to Bali. He'll fucking hate it. Heggie's special, Low Breed, is on YouTube now, and his 2024 tour, Grogan. Get on lukeheggie.com. He's coming all around Australia, and we're going to have some live dates.
Yeah, live dates come up real soon. While you're on YouTube, if you've got it, get at Luke at Nick Cody's live at the corner and clock up some views and go to see him do stand-up.
I reckon you're putting a few out. This bumps the numbers.
I have to take them off.
And you're humming.
Put them back on.
A little bit.
That's what does it.
Bench time.
Yeah. Put them on the bench. Put a different one on. Sub in, sub out. Does it?
Yeah, I love the idea of you turning your YouTube channel into just an old school TV channel. Mate, from 12 to 5, you can watch Tip Rap.
Yeah, yeah. I'd love to have the spare time just to do that. Just to sit there going,
if you can
get it off,
set it up.
Set it up for give someone an hour and a half a day to watch 1 hour show. That's it.
Yeah.
Turns off.
You probably can. You could set up a live stream on the channel.
Well, maybe a nerd can get back to me and let me know, but I'm not doing work on it. I can't.
Absolutely not.
I will not. No. Anyway.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
See you, mate.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's mid-flight brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.